Shalom Aleichem, Abia 15613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Tzadi Ches, Chulin 98a. Pagination is 195. We'll start about midway on the page. The first word on the line is Asira, and then we begin. Hahu Kizesa Tarba. There was a Kizayas worth of forbidden fat. The Nafa Bidikula de Bisra that fell into a pot of meat. We're in Perek Gid Hanosha in Chulin, and the topic of Gid Hanoshe is a bit of setting the stage for a situation where there would be taruvus, a mixture of something that's forbidden to eat, like the Gid Hanoshe, together with other kosher food. And in this particular case, we have a very conventional example, presumably accidentally. A piece of forbidden fat was put in to the kosher pot. Sovar Rav Ashi Lishi Urei b'maydibola dikula. Rav Ashi is going to try to permit this pot of kosher food. He's going to do shiurei, a calculation. And we know the calculation is that if the forbidden amount is nullified, 1 in 60, then there's no taste imparted because it's diluted. And you could simply pull out the forbidden fat and you don't have to worry about how much taste it emitted into the pot because that amount of taste is not discernible. It's batal. It's nullified. It's diluted. So what's on Rav Ashi's shoulders right now is to try to do the calculation if we have 1 in 60. Now, in general, at first glance, lots of people are befuddled. How do I do a calculation of 1 in 60? Let's say you have a milchik spoon that was used with hot milk within 24 hours, a case of very active milchik being introduced into a cholent. And a person mixed the cholent with this very milchic spoon. How do you do a calculation if it's 1 in 60? So in such a case, you would check the displacement of the spoon. You put it into a container, drop it in, see how much water overflows. That amount you want to measure in a graduated cylinder, and when you find out that it's 1 ounce, and you find that your chulin pot has more than 60 ounces, then you know that you have nullification on whatever amount of milchik taste could possibly have been emitted. In any case, Rav Ashi is looking to do his calculation, and Rav Ashi went ahead and wanted to do the calculation assuming that some of the kosher food was absorbed into the walls of the pot. Let's think this through. That means that, let's say it was 1 ounce of non-kosher that went into the pot, and it turns out that instead of 60 times the 1 ounce, 60 ounces, they only have 58 ounces. So Rav Ashi said, I have a trick, so to speak. I have another thought that might be brought to the discussion. And that is that some of the kosher food has been absorbed into the walls of the pot. Let me include that in my calculation. And now suddenly, I do have 60 to nullify the piece of fat. That was Rav Ashi's calculation. Amri le Rabbanon le Rav Ashi. The rabbis said to Rav Ashi. Rashi says Rabbanon means the Talmidim, the students. So that might have ramification in terms of the clout of this question. But bottom line, the Gemara doesn't seem to comment on that. A question was posed to Rav Ashi. And the question is, Otu de Teira Bola de Isura lo Bola. Is it that only the permitted is being absorbed and the forbidden is not being absorbed? they both get absorbed at the same ratio, and therefore absorption has no relevance. What's going on over here is that we don't know what the ratio was if I had 1 in 60 at the time that it fell in. The pot presumably continued to cook for a period of time. And now we come and we find our 1 ounce of forbidden fat and only 58 ounces of permitted volume. Rav Ashi argued that we could say that the 58 ounces of permitted volume really was 60 at the time that it fell in. And now we're in the world of extrapolation and guesswork and estimations. And Rav Ashi said, maybe we had 60 at the time that it fell in which case the taste was nullified. The Rabbanan are responding the same way that some of the volume of the kosher was greater before and now it's diminished. That same logic could apply to what you see now as 1 ounce of fat. It also would have been absorbed to some extent in the same ratio, and therefore that means by extrapolation that it was more than 1 ounce that fell in. And therefore, absorption doesn't help you because it's going to affect the kosher that was in the pot just as much as it'll affect the non-kosher that was introduced. Over time, they both get absorbed. And so the completion of this Gemara seems to be you can't do such calculations because the same amount that's absorbed of the kosher would also have been absorbed of the non-kosher. The Ritva asks, this is very logical. What did Rav Ashi think when he was suggesting the concept of absorption? And the Ritva introduces the concept that we're only dealing with a rabbinic level prohibition, because if it's min bimino, meat with meat, then it would be bato barov in majority, and you could pull the piece of meat out, and biblically, you don't require 60 times. Rabbinically, we're looking for 60 times, but Rav Ashi held, I could already start doing these types of estimations, how much was absorbed of each, and the Rabbanan are answering that it's not reliable. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadi Tes, Sif Dalet, we indeed find Misha'arim Berotov of Akipa, you could include in your calculation of dilution of the non-kosher flavor, the sauce, whatever's in there, uvachatichos, any pieces of meat, everything is fair game to absorb and dilute. Umisharim aheta ve'aisa k'moshe balafanenu, but we calculate the permitted amount and the forbidden amount as it presents itself to us at the time that the question is presented. Even though there was more volume of permitted and it got diminished, v'nivla b'kedera, and it absorbed into the walls of the pot. There's a discussion, what about what evaporated? What evaporated is not even in the discussion. The Shulchan Aruch says at the end of the sif. But what's absorbed into the walls of the pot, the calculation of Rav Ashi, we're not able to use. And at first glance, the logic would seem to be because of the objection that the rabbis gave to Rav Ashi. How do you know that only the permitted got absorbed? The forbidden probably also got absorbed and contracted in size the same way. And you have to paskin the way it presents. The Mefarshim and Shulchan Aruch discuss what would be if we indeed knew that at the time that it fell in, it was a certain volume, and we're willing to calculate with that volume. and we don't have 60, and we want to estimate that there must have been a certain amount more of the permitted, and therefore maybe at the time it fell in, there was a ratio of 1 in 60. The commentaries, however, say that there's another thing going on over here, and that is, ki ein la'amod al shoresh hadavar. Once you're in this world of estimation, how do you know how much got absorbed? V'lo yoda kama bola hakadera, the Taz quotes. And you can't know how much you're supposed to add on. Ela la'ola misha'arim kemo shabal lefaneinu. You have to make the estimation of 1 in 60, that calculation, I should say, based on what you have in front of you, because if you're going to start doing all kinds of estimations, you're going to end up on totally slippery slope where it's impossible to accurately paskin any shayla. In the words of the Shach, yavol kilkul mizeh, problems will develop. The Taz does point out, though, that we really are firm on the way it presents to us, to the point that even if there are bones as opposed to other parts, and the estimation is that the bones did not become smaller, whereas the other parts got absorbed, we don't do those types of calculations, and instead, ka'asher nimtza kein hoya, the way it presents, that's the way we paskin the shaila. Yoshe koach, thank you for joining.